Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
You know, guys, your head coach in the gym wanting you to be here and believing in you, believing you can help your team achieve the almighty, ultimate goal, you know, within football and the NFL football at that, I wouldn't want to go no other place. You know, but guys, you know, some guys like to work out with their personal trainers and stuff like that. But hopefully I can get the guys together and we start building right our chemistry right then and there. OTAs, I'm going to be in soon. I'm going to be here soon.
It's Lamar Jackson, Ravens quarterback. That was a couple weeks ago. Well, maybe more like 3 weeks ago when he signed his contract.
Yep.
New deal with the Ravens is he's sticking around for at least 5 more years and hopefully longer. Saying, and Vinny, I believe you're the one that asked the question. You're going to be at OTAs.
Yep.
And he said, I'll be there soon. First, he was like, camp. Oh, OTAs? Yeah, I'll be there soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, soon is kind of here. And let me stress, I'm making it all about me. I didn't think it was a big deal about the football school. Because right. Football school, you guys wouldn't have known about it if he was there.
Right.
As you said yourself. Now, today's Tuesday. Turn it up Tuesday. Got to stress that because Vinny and I were off yesterday.
Yeah.
But day two of OTAs, he was not there yesterday. Reports were various. Pro Football Talk, Jameson Hensley, ESPN, that he'll be there later this week, which implies when you go out tomorrow and other assembled media, he's not going to be there. So, are we running hotter with the expectation that he'll be there next week or maybe this week to start getting in as much work as he possibly can? And obviously, he'll have 2 weeks because it's a 3-week, right, OTA session, which is voluntary.
Ten practices, Bob. Ten OTA practices and then the 3 mandatory mini camps.
So he'll miss what? Miss yesterday, today, tomorrow. So there's 3. He'll do 7.
I don't know.
And then into mandatory camp.
I don't think the Ravens know.
Right. So how are we feeling, Vinny Serrato, about this turn of events? Yeah. Because, I mean, you have more intel than I do, and my intel is basically what you hear. And you thought he's going to be here yesterday. And
I did.
And he won.
I was... Here's what I thought, Bob. Once I saw on Monday that they signed Josh Johnson, I said Lamar's not here. Because otherwise, why would they need another quarterback if Lamar's there? They wouldn't, you know, because they have 2. So they need a 3rd one for OTAs. Bob, it just frustrates me. I spoke at golf tournament last night up in Hunt Valley, and I said the same thing. I said, listen, I said, I've been out there to 2 practices. I said, I said that's 2 more than Lamar's been to, you know. And every quarterback in the division has been in. And is in at their OTAs. You know, Cincinnati's OTAs start Monday, next Monday, and Burrow will be in. So it just, it just pisses me off, you know, about Lamar. I mean, he does. There is no reason why he shouldn't be there. You know, all the businesses, all the stuff that he's, whatever he's doing in Florida, it's because of football. That's why he's able to pay for that crap, you know, and not be. And we just heard him talk about, oh, my teammates. That's bull crap. You know, he doesn't give a damn about his teammates. Otherwise, he'd be here. He doesn't, you know, all of the fans, BS. He cares about Lamar Jackson right now, and that's it. Otherwise, he'd be here with his team. Aaron Rodgers, he's up in New York. He's never been to OTA. He's there. You know, it just, and brand new system. He doesn't know, doesn't have a clue what this offense is all about. How are you supposed to be, oh, be with my teammates, make this team better? And, you know, I want to be with my guys. Didn't he say that, Norm? I want to be with my guys. How bad you want to be with your guys? Get on a damn plane and get up here and be with your guys.
All right.
You know, you're the leader. You're the face of the damn franchise. Get your ass here.
Vinny's running hot. Just to stress, this isn't a, you know, a made-up thing to generate phone calls. Look at NFL Network right now.
Right.
Good Morning Football. Staring at it. I'm sure it's a replay because it starts at 7 in the morning. But any concern over Lamar Jackson missing first day of Ravens OTAs? That's their top story on NFL Network. Good Morning Football.
Yeah.
Can't hear what they're saying, full disclosure, because we're talking to you. But that's their story. And they're sticking to it, I guess.
Yeah, and Patrick Bateman was there. You know, I mean, you know, he wants to be with his guys. His guys are there. And he's not. You know, what can you be doing that? What can you be doing in Florida that's more important?
So if he's there at the end of the week, which the reports are saying, and certainly there next week, does it alleviate any concerns that you might have? Okay, well, at least he's here. Because last year he didn't show up to OTAs at all.
Right. He's behind. You know, he's got to play catch up. Because, Bob, he doesn't know the offense. He doesn't know the terminology. He knows nothing. He hasn't spoken to anybody from the Ravens. He's not studying his playbook. He's throwing routes, probably, you know, to I don't know who right now. It's not Zay Flowers. He's here. It's not those Al Bateman. He's here. You know, it'd be nice if he would throw to those guys, but he's got more important things to do, you know, down in Florida than maybe he's, you know, that $80 million check he got from Bishotti 3 weeks ago. Maybe he's down buying more pizza joints or something.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, turning up Tuesday. If I say it's Monday, forgive me, because it feels like a Monday. But it is turning up Tuesday. We have a lot to get to. Ravens OTA is open to the media
Bob,
tomorrow.
You did say, too, that if he's not there on the 22nd, then you would be.
Yeah, I'm a little irked.
Yeah.
I'm irked. But if he's going to be here later this week, then I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, if he's not here next week, then then it's like, I think all bets are off. But yes, to your point, I would figure that he would have been here and working with his guys. And, you know, there's some veteran defensive dudes here that don't have to be here. Now, there are offensive guys that aren't here.
There is.
Aside from, like, no Dobbins, no Gus Bus. I don't believe Andrews is there, right?
I don't think.
There are others who are not in attendance. So it's not like we zero in and try to pick on Lamar Jackson. But, you know, they kind of
the leader
did what he wanted them to do for him in the offseason, and he still is he hasn't been there since May 4th.
And he hadn't practiced football on the Ravens practice field since the middle of December. That's the only thing I'm saying. You know, you want to get better at your craft. You know, you got the offense you wanted. Now you got a pro-style offense. You got all kinds of new terminology, all kinds of things that you're going to have to do at the line of scrimmage that you probably hadn't done since college. And I don't even know if they did it in college, you know, and you don't feel the need to be here. That disappoints me.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, on a much lighter note and a very exciting note, the Orioles.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Just swept the Blue Jays. Two of those games, well, all three of them, quite frankly, had a playoff feel to them. Saturday and Sunday in particular,
yeah.
Those things were really fun to watch. So the Birds sweep Toronto, who lost again last night. We'll get into that during the AL East report. Now they get the Yankees, who are the hottest as the Orioles are. Yankees are hotter. Mm-hmm. They just went through Cincinnati, treated them accordingly. I don't hear anybody going, well, they only beat the Reds, who suck. No, you beat the teams you're supposed to beat. So now it's Baltimore, it's New York, 7:05 first pitch, Yankee Stadium. Orioles are 9-6 against the American League East this year after struggling against Boston and the Yankees in the first month. First couple of weeks of the season, they really tighten it up against the division. We're going to break it down in a big way. You want to join us, talk about the excitement that is Orioles baseball as I see Steve Regler dragging literally a charcoal grill around the corner here at Clark Field.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Just came out of nowhere. So we got this coming your way, but the Orioles get through Toronto. Kramer didn't get the win. What it's brilliant, yeah. But he bulldogged his way through it. And then the bullpen, which had its moments of, I don't want to say inept because they're not inept, but they struggled against the Angels certain spots, got it done against Toronto. Cedric Mullins was incredible in Sunday's finale, so we'll talk about the Orioles as well. Preakness Stakes was done on Saturday. National Treasure wins it. Bob Baffert horse.
Yeah.
Do people have an issue with that? Feel free. I saw 60,000 people. Is that the official attendance, Norm? Did you look that up? Being the producer, you're supposed to produce content when I've got 50 billion other things going on.
60. Like in the heyday, it was over 100.
100. So 2019, I believe, was over 100, well over 100,000.
Damn.
Not even Bruno Mars could generate that sort of excitement. And watching the overheads Saturday during the race, It looked empty. It looked really empty. What does all of this mean? I don't really know. Horse racing in Maryland has been going down the crapper for quite some time. Is it salvageable? We'll get into that. Vasily Lomachenko. He got hosed on Saturday night. I know Haney's my cousin. Lomachenko got hosed. Have I seen worse decisions? I've seen 1,000 worse decisions in this one. But Dave Moretti had it 116-112. And in particular, gave Devin Haney the 10th round, which was the most decisive round of the fight in either fighter's way, in favor of Lomachenko. Beat his ass for 3 minutes, and Dave Moretti gave Devin Haney the 10th round, which is unacceptable. We can get into that and more. What else you want to get into? We've got plenty of time while we're up until 2 o'clock, but feel free to join us. Ravens OTAs, Orioles in the Bronx. Big fight on Saturday with some controversy, Preakness Stakes. Not a lot of people there. Why? We can talk about that. Oh, the Lakers, they're done. But instead of celebrating Denver, everybody's got to kiss LeBron's ass because he might retire. LeBron's is going to retire. Oh, my God. Forget about the team that actually won the series convincingly and Jokic with yet another triple-double. LeBron might retire. So who cares about anything else?
One Day Trades.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch-offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the bin. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12. That's how loud it goes. That's why we're doing it. You want it loud, doesn't matter the genre. A little David Bowie for you. Killer song that you start us. 410-583-1057. Plaza Ford tax line. You want to join us on the fun? Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Phone lines, you can. Cordell Woodland joining us 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens and Orioles with him later on the show. Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. Preview this big series against the Yankees. I told you, you blink and it's Memorial Day. Memorial Day is like in 6 days.
Yeah.
Incredible. And then we're going to have, 4th of July. I mean, we'll be done. We got OTAs this week, next week, following week, mandatory minicamp. Then they're done. Then the All-Star break will be here, less than 2 months.
Then preseason.
Oh, my God.
Baseball
we'll get
playoffs,
into all this flexing
trade
nonsense.
Day.
Yeah, we'll get into, there's a ton going on. NBA draft will be here in less than a month because the finals will take forever. But Stanley Cup finals, they're approaching. There's a couple of teams creeping closer to that. Big fights coming up. We got Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor coming up in a couple of weeks for all you boxing fans out there. Speaking of which, let's get out to the phones. However, without further ado, go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Ray?
Hey, first off, you know, obviously it was a close fight.
Mm-hmm.
It could have went either way, in my opinion. But I don't look at boxing from the same way fans look at it. I look at it as somebody who did it. I look at it from a nuanced perspective. Devin made it harder than when he had to because he applied that old. I don't know why he went out there with a point to prove. We should have just stuck to the jab and controlled ring generalship. It probably would have still been a lot more closer, but Devin made it harder than when he had to. And, you know, at worst, it should have been a draw, but nobody likes to count body shots, and body shots definitely count. I mean, I've talked about this with other people that box and actually follow the sport. It could have went either way. I see it. To me, Lomachenko gave the fight away because he took his foot off the gas way too many times.
Yeah.
You know, but
12th round. But the 10th round, right.
No, it was the 11th. It was the 11th round where he should have knocked down Devin Haney. Devin Haney was hurt. I don't know about the 10th. You know what I mean?
But yeah, 10th round, he was pillar to post. Everybody and their grandmother gave Lomachenko that round except for Dave Moretti.
But here's the problem. You know, Loma is old, and he took his foot off the gas. Loma, you know, 5 years ago, he would have finished him.
Yep.
But here's the thing before I get to my Orioles point. You know what I mean? Like, you know, rematch is nothing. It's something that Don King and Bob Burham love the most. Rematch. So, you know, I mean, one thing about Floyd, whenever he had a controversial decision with either, you know, Maidana or Jose Luis Castillo, he always came back and did an immediate rematch. So
sure.
Devin has to do the same thing. The Yoles, man, what can you say, man? Hey, Bob, remember, down to Jack Daniels. It's coming.
Well, and, like I said, I hope I'm buying you that bottle by mid-September.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Vinny,
yo,
I have a question to ask you about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I respect about Jalen Hurts, because I'm always in the Philly area, so I'm around it a lot. everybody in that organization, you know, from the literally probably from the tall person to the rookies to everybody. Everybody in knowledge, undisputed, is Jalen Hurts' team. Jalen Hurts has been at everything.
Yep.
Heck, you know, Nick Sirianni said he started working out again 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. He's been in that building. I mean, A.J. Brown once said that, man, he's there when I get there in the morning time, and he's there, and when I'm leaving to go home, he's still there. So the thing is, at the end of the day, leadership matters, and I'm disappointed when it comes to Lamar, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean, he got to start showing up. So my question to you is, as far as what is your thoughts? Because I heard you mention all the other guys as far as Aaron Rodgers and stuff being there. Mm-hmm. What is your thoughts on the leadership of Jalen Hurts and what he's been showing and displaying and how it seemed like the whole organization in the old city is behind him? And I'll talk to you fellas tomorrow.
All right, Ray.
All right. I think Jalen Hurts, I mean, you said it. Ray, you said it. I mean, everybody says he's the first one there, last one to leave, and that's from everybody in the building, and that's not BS, you know. And then when he came out to do his press conference, you know, first person he thanked was the owner and never really brought up the contract. And he was hurt when he came back and played. He didn't need to be 100%, and he was in the same contract situation as Lamar. Lamar, I got to be 100%, otherwise I don't want to look bad. It's not what Jalen Hurts would say. Jalen Hurts says, you know what? I'm playing. I got to be out there for my teammate. I got to be out there to help this win the game. Not, well, I got to be 100%. Otherwise, you know, I don't want to look bad. I too many eyes for me.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Towson. It's Ed. Ed, you're on the fan with Vinny and Haney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
All right, Ed.
All right, man. Look, Vinny, I can remember, you said that about Lamar, and like I'm hurt, I don't feel good. I can remember years ago, good friend of mine, Carl Banks, playing for the Giants. But this is last year's before he retired, he's playing for Redskins, all right? And I can remember him getting ready to go. He used to like to wrap his wrist by him. He used to like to wrap his wrist on his own, and then he had the trainers deal with it. And my dad was sitting out there waiting. He lived right next door. My dad was sitting there waiting for him to go to practice. And my dad was like, yo, man, Carl, so you're gonna have to sit out a little bit, right? My dad was older. And Carl looked at him and was like, you know, Mr. Keith, I can't sit out of anything, because there's a joker behind me that might end up taking my spot. Now, we're talking about two different eras, but being out there meant something to this dude, and that's what I don't understand, Vinny. You know as well as I do, football is a regimented sport. When I was coaching, and just on a high school level, I got paranoid if I wasn't doing something at the same time, because I felt like the rest of the teams were awake if I was asleep. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I had to get certain things done a certain way, and that's how you win championships. Football players and coaches are very paranoid individuals. They feel like if they're not studying the material, the other team is, mm-hmm. and they have a competitive advantage. That is why this guy, he's thinking about himself, and he's thinking, when I get there, I'm going to just turn it on, and everything's going to be okay. And that's not the proper way to think about success in the NFL. So he's got to change his mindset, because they're behind the curve, Vinny. They're way behind the curve, and now they got to catch up. Kansas City, Buffalo, all these guys have been in the playbook throwing passes, and you're not there yet. He thinks his athletic ability is going to supersede the ability to prepare for the sport, and that's a big mistake. Take care, guys.
I tend to agree with that. And the thing about it is right now, you know, like the other guy, like Jalen Hurts, when we mentioned Jalen Hurts, to me, he's all about team, you know. And with Lamar, everything about Lamar has been about Lamar right now. And that's got to change. I'm sure some guys in the locker room saying the same thing. I mean, they're not going to say it publicly, but they're probably saying to their buddies and stuff, you know, where's he?
Now, if he shows up Thursday or Friday, are they welcoming home, open arms, and everybody's good, and he's on the field next week when you're there? Because it doesn't seem as though he's going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the coaches, Bob, I would say the people in that building probably are like, the hell is he thinking? You know, I mean, why isn't he here? because, like, I mean, Ed's they're behind. You know, you don't, because here's what's got to happen. All right, Lamar comes in next week. Now, do they have to start from square one again, or do they just go, hey, Lamar, we're just going where we were, you know, because Lamar wasn't here, so now we got to start back from square one again. You know, I don't know, but I'm sure all those every sitting in that office, they're all not happy with Lamar. I can promise you that.
Yeah, Josh Johnson was signed again, second stint.
That's because Lamar's not here. And you know,
37 years old. I think he's almost literally played for every team in the National Football League.
Some twice.
Yeah, Dalen Hayes.
Dalen Hayes got axed.
Yeah, fifth I never round liked pick a couple years ago out of Notre Dame.
I think he could run. You know, I mean, Bob, they got him to be a pass rush guy. He didn't have the burst or explosiveness to be a pass rusher. Didn't have the athleticism to drop into coverage. So it was like, you know, I mean, I get it.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you. Orioles take it on the Yankees. Start of a big three-game series. Second place team, third place team in the American League East. Orioles right now, three games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. Orioles, they went into Toronto, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, who were the third place team at the time. Toronto's now the fifth place team. Yeah. So things are changing rapidly in the American League's Eastern Division. Will things change over the next three nights in the Bronx? Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6 o'clock. Me and Jim Hunter getting you ready. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. You want to talk about those birds rolling through Toronto like a tsunami of baseball excitement. We could do that. Lamar's not at OTAs, and people seem to be running hot. I'm irked. Not running hot, irked, because I thought he was going to be here. He's not. Are you running hot? Feel free to do so. Hey, Lakers are running home. They're going fishing. They're done. They blow a big lead. But LeBron said after the game he might retire. So bleep you, Denver, in your sweep, winning your first ever Western Conference final. We're going to make it all about a guy who's not retiring.
Breaking news.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Analysis. Exclusive access. 105.7 The Fan. Breaking news from The Fan is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Narrative change. Breaking news. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. ELO. Jeff Zrebeck tweeting out within the last 7 minutes, and I'm reading directly from Jeff's Twitter feed. I'm told Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is at the facility ahead of day two of the OTAs. So all of this angst and all of this running hot now must be calmed. Assuming this report is true, and I would assume that it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's true. You know,
so not, it is true.
Yeah, so that's great news for the Ravens, you know? And do I apologize? No, I'm not apologizing. I mean, he's there.
Nobody was asking you to apologize. Yeah. I'm just reporting stuff with breaking news.
And I'm sure that the Ravens coaches, they're happy because you know what? He can get to work now. And you know what, Bob? It's like when you do the contract. You know, everybody hates each other during the contract. Then, you know, when it's over and we move on. Now, a lot of people were running hot, including myself, because he hadn't been here. Now he's here. Now it's time to move forward, not backwards.
Now he'll be, now that he's here, tomorrow's open to the media. Will we hear from Lamar Jackson for the first time since he signed his contract about 3 weeks ago?
I would think we probably would, you know. And now, Bob, any other offensive player that's there, there's no excuse. Mark Andrews, whoever's not here, Ronnie Stanley, but needs to get here, you know, on Monday or, you know, because I think there's 10 total. So does that mean there's just three this week? I'm guessing there's three, maybe four at the most. There's no more excuses for the offensive guy. The defensive guy's done a hell of a job. I mean, they've all been in the building at some point, you know, during quarterbacks or football school or OTAs. The defensive players have been here. Now, offensive guys, you guys need to get here because you've got a system that you got to learn.
So Pied Piper will lead them to Owings Mills, perhaps, Lamar Jackson.
Well, now if I'm an assistant coach, I'm saying, hey, Ronnie, you know, you need to get here. We've got new offense. Everybody, you know, Lamar's here. Everybody's here. Time to go.
Now we can get to the actual discussion of football, what OTAs are going to mean for the rookies, who's going to start to, if you can, even at this stage, assume command of the left guard job that is open since Ben Powers has left. I mean, there's some other things to be concerned with. Where's the pass rush coming from? Are you set at cornerback? Are you going to bring back a Marcus Peters, even though you brought in Rock Ya-Sin? I mean, they've made some moves. Are other moves forthcoming? If the job O and Owe are impressive enough, do you just go with that? Or do you still bring in a Houston or a Yannick Ngakoue or somebody along those lines? Bob,
I'm bringing in a vet. I can't, you know, just because they look good. I mean, Tim Williams looked awesome. You know, sure. I was telling you how great Tim Williams looked in OTAs.
I was
and
like,
stuff.
They just drafted Lawrence Taylor in the third round.
Yeah, and Prochet, Mr. August.
Yeah.
You know, hey, he looks great.
It's like, even if that happens, you know, it'd be great for him, but show me in September, October, November, December.
Right.
You get the points. Vinny and 80, 105.7 The Fan. So Jeff's Reback from The Athletic tweeting out Lamar is in the building according to the info that he has, and we are not going to dispute that. So number eight is in Owings Mills. Orioles are looking to take on the Yankees. Well, they are taking on the Yankees, but they're looking to do some damage. The two hottest teams in the American League getting it on tonight in the Bronx. We got Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts coming up at 6. Me and Jim Hunter preparing you for that series. Yankees just sweep the Reds. Orioles just sweep the Blue Jays in Toronto. They're struggling. We'll get to that later, but let's go to Q in Pikesville. Q, what's happening?
Yeah, good day, fellas. How are you?
I smell a mini bet. We got a mini bet going on here, a little mini bet.
For what?
It's Yankees Orioles
I'm
for three.
All ears.
Huh? What do you want?
Talk to me. I'm all ears.
Okay, I mean, it's two out of three. Winner of the series gets what? 18-pack for me? What kind of booze can you drink for $20?
I like Red Stripe.
Red Stripe?
So that's about maybe I drink that or I drink the Modellas.
All right, well, how about
$100?
$100 for this series? No, $100 for the season. How about we do a case for this series?
All right, that'll work.
Case of beer.
Give me a case of Red
Stripe. Well, I've never lost to you before, so I'm not familiar with having to pay you. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, so yeah, but first and foremost, man, LeBron, man, I'm not. It seems like it's either one way or other. You got the people that like LeBron, the diehard fanatics, and the people that hate him. I don't have a problem with LeBron at all. I'm not a fan, and I don't dislike the guy. I think he's a hell of a player, but I think it's time to stick a fork in his career, man. Move on, retire. I know he wants to live out this dream about playing with his son, which is maybe another 2 years in the works. So move on. He looked disinterested as the playoffs went. I don't know if it was age or what, but just move on.
Maybe he was resigned to defeat, you know, after Saturday. Yeah. They got drubbed. But my whole problem with LeBron, and he's a brilliant player, he's one of the five best players in the history of the NBA. Michael Jordan's the best, you know, and I'm going to stick with that until the day the old basketball gods call me. But Denver sweeps, come from behind to do so, on the road, And the whole narrative today is about LeBron might, air quotes, retire, not praising a franchise that just made it to the finals in the first year. They went to the finals when they were in the ABA, but they've never made it to the finals in the NBA, and it's nothing about them and maybe the best player in the league in Jokic. It's all about a guy that may retire.
Uh-huh. No, I get you.
I get you, so I'm getting tired of that. It is what it is, man.
But as far as the Yank series is concerned, I'm looking for an early birthday present. We go to my home borough. I expect them, before we even put up this wager, I expect them to take at least 2 out of 3. They'll win this series. And as I've been telling y'all since the season started, as soon as we get closer to the All-Star break and you get into that second half, reality will set in. It'll be the Yanks and the Rays going at it. Before I leave, yeah. Vinny, yep. Have you heard the latest have you heard the latest rumors with Game Green?
No.
Recently. Right now, what I'm hearing, rumor is still in the rumor stage, is Quentin Williams and a 5th-round pick to Las Vegas with Davante Adams and a 3rd-round pick. So he's talking about he wants out with that campaign because it seems like they're still in rebuild mode. And he recently said after that he misses A-Rod. He wants a reunion. So I think that the team is working it. They just did a pay cut with Lawson. That opened up $12 million. I think it's going to be about another 2 or 3 openings. I think we get rid of Whitehead, our safety. I think we get rid of Corey Davis. That's about another $25 million that's going to open with them two alone. So you restructure some other deals. I think we might push him, and I'm also hearing Derrick Henry, too. That might be something to watch out for. So
come on, now.
Henry will be a backup.
You'll believe everything you hear. All right, Q. You know,
all right, Q.
You know how much my Mick Ultra costs. You've already bought them for me a bunch of times.
There's
Q in Pikesville. Now, reports over the weekend where the Raiders aren't inclined to trade Adams right now. Now, the deal that blows you away, and Adams even said, hey, I didn't need Aaron Rodgers to be an all-pro. Not saying he was dismissing Aaron Rodgers' contributions to his career, but it doesn't appear as though now that is in the cards. And Tom Brady just bought the team, for crying out loud.
Yeah. What did you buy, 1%? Bob, you know how much 1% cost?
Derrick Henry.
$40 million.
Derrick Henry, where they going to get Joey Bosa and everybody, too? It's Vinny and 80-105-7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you. Lamar Jackson, according to Jeff Zrebeck, is in Owings Mills, which we think means he'll be at OTAs, which is open to the media tomorrow, if not participating today. Orioles are in the Bronx taking on the Yankees after sweeping Toronto. The Orioles second best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Best record in baseball, only 3 games out of first.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12. You pick the songs, 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll make it happen for you. Orioles in the Bronx tonight, taking on the Yankees. Start of a 3-game series. We'll get you covered at 6 with Baltimore baseball tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. 7:05 first pitch. Orioles just swept the Blue Jays in Toronto. A couple of dramatic games during that 3-game series. And the Yankees just handled their business appropriately against the Cincinnati Reds. Kyle Bradish, 2-1 with a 390, taking on Gerrit Cole. Still undefeated here in the third week of May.
Yeah.
5-0 with a 201. We got a big series happening there. Tampa's still in first place. They got the Blue Jays this week. They win last night. The Red Sox are in L.A. taking on the Angels. So we'll get into all of that with your AL East report later in the show. Lamar Jackson's in town.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, according to Jeff Zrebeck from The Athletic via his Twitter, and we're here to support Jeff 100%. Lamar's there in the building. He said, "Where's Vinny at?" That was his first quote. "Where's Vinny at?"
Right. Told you I'd be there soon.
So he's at the facility, and this, again, is Jeff's tweet ahead of day two of OTA. So we will go ahead and assume that he'll be on the practice field today.
Yes.
And tomorrow.
Practice is at 12 o'clock. So, Lamar will be on the field today and tomorrow. Yeah, that's to me, that's great for the Ravens. They should be happy that he's here. And now let's just move forward. Let's get to work. Let's learn the offense, and because we got a hell of a football team.
Yep. Still some issues on defense, pass rush, cornerback, et cetera,
pass rush, cornerback.
Left guard on offense. I mean, how are you going to keep everybody happy if you're Todd Monken? Even he said during his introductory press conference, there's only one football. And with the some of the diva-ish behavior that can happen with receivers. Odell was at the Preakness on Saturday.
I saw that he called the horses to whatever he called them to. He had to make the announcement.
The post position, starting gate.
Yes. That was.
It looked like he ate a crab cake and didn't like what he was eating there. I don't know.
Because it wasn't Box Hill.
There you go. I mean, who would? Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, tell Q I like Bud Platinum. If he interested,
you want to double down, Bud Platinum? Well, he said Red Stripe.
Oh, I know what Red Stripe is. I call that the Caribbean beer, but I remember the Red Stripe commercials. But I really called to ask you
guys. Yay, beer.
Hey, what were you guys doing yesterday? What were y'all doing? Celebrating the sweep? Have the Orioles ever swept Toronto in their history?
Yes. First time since 2005 since they've done it there.
I know, man. It's been a long time because Toronto's been kicking
like
our butt. Since it came in league. But what I wanted to say is, man, look, check this out. If either of you guys give me $86 million dollars a day, it's going to take me some time to get all that money allocated to where I wanted to put it and where it's going to be before I come back to work. And I'm just saying that's maybe what Lamar had to do. He had some business things to handle, but now he's ready to get back. So football business, Vinny.
All I would be doing would be direct deposit. I don't even want to touch
Vinny,
it.
Vinny, I know if I gave you $87 million a day for at least 3 or 4 days, Vinny, you're going to do something with that money.
Vinny, be taking a pay cut.
Yeah, I'd be taking a pay cut. And you know what? I'd be throwing a big party, and then I'd be gone.
See, Lamar couldn't do that. If Lamar had did that, Vinny, you'd be all over him. If he did throw a party down in South Florida, like I got my pay, like a get paid party, you'd be all over him, Vinny.
I would expect him to have thrown a big party, down in South Florida. Then I would have expected him, to come back and hang out with his guys. And it looks like he's finally here, which is good.
He gave an exclusive dinner party.
Now, you know what? Starting after Wednesday, when I'm out there, then we'll be talking about how he looks at practice.
There you go. And that's all I wanted to say to you guys. Hey, Q, I like Bud Platinum, man. What are we going to do? All right, later, y'all. Take it easy.
Joe Woodbury, by the way, Pro Football Talk now running with this one. Lamar Jackson spotted at second day of Ravens OTAs. Mm. So now we can all relax and move forward with the fundamentals and the footwork and where's Adam Dido and all of the other drama that might go on.
If I'm a betting man, Bob, ain't no Dido going to be on the field.
Bateman's there, which is great.
Zay Flowers.
Aguilar's there.
The only receiver Beckham. That's not here is Odell.
Duvernay was there last week because you saw him.
And Prochet. Yeah, so they were all there. Kolar and Likely were there. Andrews is not. Zeitler is not. Morgan Moses was. And Ronnie Stanley, not. I want Falele. I hope Wednesday when I'm out there, he's still not out with the calf. Remember, like the first time I went, Bobby said he had, a sleeve on his calf.
Right.
And then he didn't practice last Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day I was there. And then hopefully he's back because I think he's got a real shot at that job.
And it's wide open and there are plenty of candidates to participate. And talk about Patrick McCary all you want, which they, Vinny, would assume or would want, Ravens rather, He's the flex guy. Plug and play if needed, tackle, guard, maybe even center.
Yes.
But for him to assume a regular role at left guard, I think weakens the versatility of the O-line.
I would totally agree 100%, Bob, just because, yeah, because if you stick him, let's just say Macari starts at left guard, then or say one of the tackles goes down, you know, then if it's left tackle, then all of a sudden then Macari's got to move out to left, then you got to bring in, you know, left guard instead of having him be Mr. Versatile, be the sixth man award guy, you know, where he can play them all. And, you know, because he's not the biggest guy and he has a hard time staying healthy for a whole season. So not let him just come in and be that guy that, you know, anybody goes down during the game, he's in. I mean, it would make the coach can sleep a lot easier at night knowing that, hey, if somebody gets hurt during a game, I got a guy who can go in and play in any position, I'm fine.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, hour number one done. Coming up next, hour number two, we're going to start it off with Cordell Woodland, our Orioles and Ravens reporter. We're talking about both of those teams with Cordell when we come back at the whip around 11:15 NBA playoffs. The networks wanted Boston. They wanted L.A. Looks like they're going to get the exact opposite in the NBA Finals. The Stanley Cup Finals are approaching quickly as well, and this could be an unlikely matchup for Lord Stanley's Cup as well. Lomachenko got robbed, in my opinion, on Saturday against my long-lost cousin, Devin Haney, national treasure, won the Preakness Stakes, a Bob Baffert horse. What does this mean for the Belmont? If I'm Mage, I'm shutting her down. I'm good. I got my thing. I'm going to stud it up and move on with the next phase of whatever my thoroughbred life would be. And Carmelo Anthony retired from the NBA officially after 19 years. We'll get into that and more during the whip. If you want to join us, you can. Lamar's at OTAs. We can all calm down. The Orioles are going for a sweep. We're not running hot against this series, are we? It's only three games in May. If the Orioles lose, I'll probably be pissed because I hate the Yankees.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.